Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, so I want to start off by thanking a few people, if I could, just for all their help with getting this game played and also the tremendous job in clearing the roads and making it as safe a place as possible to get this game played and for the fans to experience what they experienced tonight. So I'll start with Kathy Hochul and her staff, Bill Geary, Dan Nevereth from Erie County. Appreciate all of your help. The Bills staff, I'll just mention a few of the names, department heads here. Andy Major, Matt Hunter, Aaron Romella, and their respective staffs for just a job well done. It takes a lot to be able to, again, pull this off with the amount of snow and the timing of the snow, as you guys know. So the countless fans and workers who helped shovel us out and the area of the stadium and around the stadium. And then last but not least, the fans and all those in the organization that don't get the credit they so deserve day in and day out for what they do for the Buffalo Bills and the community. Can't say enough about that and how grateful we are. I think we get a lot of the credit, the people who get our names in the paper, but it's about much more than us. And so I'm extremely grateful for everyone's help, and I'm extremely happy for the fans that they get a chance to experience this at home in the snow. Like I said in the locker room, and Coach Levy said it, where else would you rather be, right? I think that says it all, and right here, right now. Just an awesome, awesome moment.
What inspired this snow angel?
Well, to be honest with you, we were coming down the tunnel at halftime, and Zach Davidson said to me, he tapped me on the hip, and he said, "Hey, we win this game, you got to do a snow angel." And I said, "All right, you got it." So I guess I followed through on my promise.
If you look across this roster right now, you mentioned Zach Davidson coming up on the practice squad. Mac Hollins, a guy that's fit into this role. Alec Anderson, what he's meant for your run game and offensive line. The secondary guys, if people maybe don't get the headlines, what have they meant to your team this season?
I think that's really what makes a good team is the guys that are, let's call them in the gaps, that people they're not the household names that people know about or talk about. Those guys embracing their roles, being ready to go week in and week out, practice squad players the same way. I think that's really, to me, what makes a good football team or just a good team overall.
Sean, when you talk about the home field advantage here and all that you have, but it takes players embracing what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like Taylor just said about when it's too tough for them, it's just right for us. How important is it to build that and have the players who come in embrace playing what it's like to play in Buffalo?
Yeah, you know, I remember when I first got the job, when Brandon and I first arrived, being at the combine and someone saying, "Hey, you know that it's going to be hard to get players to go to Buffalo." And I didn't say anything, but in my mind, I was saying to myself, "Well, we'll see." You know, when people get a chance to be in this environment and play in front of these fans, I think it makes a huge difference, right? This is a place where people love their professional sports teams. They love sports overall. And it's a true connection to me that I've experienced in 8 years of the team and the fans are one, and that doesn't happen everywhere. So I think this place is starting to become a place around the NFL now that people come and they see this and they're going, "I want to be a part of this." Even players sometimes after the game from the other teams saying, "Hey man, this is pretty cool." So I think that speaks for itself, really.
As a coach, do you draw up a lateral from Amari Cooper to Josh Allen?
Yeah, I just closed my eyes when I saw that. When I saw that happen, I was like, "Oh, geez, here we go." I don't really have words for it other than to say it's two veteran players with great symmetry, really.
December 1st.
And probably something you saw in backyards all across Western New York, or at least Buffalo, in the last 48 hours. I know my son was in the backyard playing with his buddies, and I was just sitting in the by the window watching those guys yesterday. And I mean, they're all wishing they could be Josh Allen and Amari Cooper, right? Which I think is cool.
this December 1st playing the division. I know they're all different, and they all come at different times in the season. How is this one different in the way that it's so early in the year, and there's a lot of season left to play? Josh kind of alluded to you get to play free now and really kind of let it fly.
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard to do, so you'll take it whenever you get it, whether it's the last week of the season or this early in the season. I think the biggest thing is, and I'm going to give you the coach's view on it, Josh, is where we go from here, right? How do we reset? Certainly to enjoy this, like I said to the team, these, you know, being 50 years old, 20 plus years in this league, you know, I've learned to try and enjoy the moments, and this is a moment, right? And then after that, tomorrow, move forward and turn the page, because as you know, as we talk about a lot, it's a week-to-week league, and you got to bring your A game, and for us, it's continuing to develop and grow in the areas we need to develop and grow in and take those necessary steps.
Josh made it very clear that you guys are going for the number one seed. That is the goal now that you get to win the division. Is that something that has been kind of the message, especially now that the division's wrapped up?
It's probably the next goal for us, right, is to position ourselves the best we can. You know, we control a piece of that. And then, you know, some of that we don't. So it's really about our level of play every week, getting to the level it needs to be. And that usually puts you in a good spot one way or the other.
With the elements the way that they were today, talking to a couple of players, it's hard to run the ball when another team knows you want to run the ball in a game like this.
Yes.
To see the success that you had on the ground, all three backs, the offensive line, what did you see that you liked out of this effort today?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a line of scrimmage game. And I applaud our guys, our offense, our offensive line in particular, and I know the defensive side. They had some runs, right? It's tough. It was tough footing in on the defensive side because they know where they're going, and you don't know where they're going, right? But I think we can do some things better overall, and we need to do them better offensively to be able to run that football the way we did, like you said, when they knew we were going to run it because of the conditions in particular. I thought James's run was at the early part of the second quarter, I think was huge in terms of opening it up, really. And being able to score on that was huge. And the way he practices is just what you saw on that run. Every day, that same effort, trying to score on every play in practice, every run play that he gets. And it just shows up on game day.
Matt Milano, you got him out there. He was for the coin toss. He starts. He's playing. Was it the plan, how much he was going to play? I don't know what his snap counts ended up being, but it seemed like he had a good percentage.
Yeah, I don't know the snap count either. We tried to focus just primarily on first and second down, Mike, with his reps, and just to try and ease him back in. Now, who knew it was going to snow as much as it did? We didn't know that. We knew it was going to be a little bit snowy maybe during the game, but not to the extent. And so we didn't have a ton of third downs just based on the way the game was played. So he may have gotten a little bit more than we wanted. But as he told me before the game, he's like, I'm going to sneak in on some third downs too. And I was like, okay. You know, right? So.
When you think back to Pittsburgh, you were pretty beside yourself when you talked to us about Milano being out and the injury.
Yeah.
Seeing this all kind of come to fruition tonight and him go out there, what feeling did you have when you saw that?
Yeah, I don't usually pay a ton of attention specifically to guys getting announced before the game. This it just so happened it was the week the defense was up, and to hear the crowd go crazy when Matt was announced. I think just again, it's you know, I don't want to speak for the fans, but I think they appreciate how tough he's had to be over the course of the last 2 years and his journey more just as much I think as his level of who he is as a player. And so when they were cheering for him, I think that, to me, what I heard was they were appreciative of the fact that he had worked himself back to come back for the team.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.